মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা গোপী জনা বল্লভা গিরিবর ধারি জয় গোপী জনা বল্লভা জয় গোপী জনা বল্লভা গিরিবর ধারি জয় যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদা নন্দন যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদা নন্দন যমুনা তীর বনচারি যমুনা তীরবন জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে জয় রাধা হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে রাম জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় প্রভু নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল গৌর হরি বল হরি বল
শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মাধব কি জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর কি জয় গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি জয় গ্রন্থরা শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদজী মহারাজ কি জয় সম্বিত বৈষ্ণব ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয় নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল ওং অজ্ঞানতি মিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম ইন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপম কদা মহ্যম দদান্তি স্বপদান্তিকম বন্দে অহম শ্রী গুরু শ্রীযুত পদ কমলম শ্রী গুরুন বৈষ্ণবাশ্চ श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवं शाद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादानु सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानित्वं नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो 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 महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंदम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम टेंथ के अंटो चैप्टर 25 वर्स 15 एंड 16 एंड आल्सो 17 अपत्यो अतिवल्वनं वर्षम् अतिबातं शिलामयम् सोयोग्यो विहिते अस्माभिः इन्द्रो नाशाय वर्षति श्री कृष्ण सेड टू हिमसेल्फ बिकॉज वी हैव स्टॉप्ड हिज सैक्रिफाइस इंद्र हैज कॉज्ड दिस अनयूजुअली फियर्स एंड अनरिजेबल रेन टुगेदर विथ टेरेबल विंड एंड हेल 16 तत्र प्रतिविधं सम्यक् आत्मयोगेन साधये लोकसमानिनं मोढ्यं हनिष्ये श्रीमदं तप्तमः बाय माय मिस्टिक पावर आई विल कंप्लीटली काउंट्रैक्ट दिस डिस्टर्बेंसेस कॉज्ड बाय इंद्र डेमिगॉड्स लाइक इंद्र आर प्राउड ऑफ देयर ऑपुलेंस And out of foolishness, they falsely consider themselves the Lord of the universe. I will now destroy such ignorance. 17.
Nahi sadbhava yuktanam suranam isavismayah मतो सतां मानभंगः प्रसमायोपकल्पते नहि सद्भावयुक्तानां सुराणां मिस विस्मयः मतो सतां मानभंगः प्रसमायोपकल्पते
समान word meaning na, not, he, certainly, sadbhava, with the mood of goodness, yuktanam, who are endowed, suranam, of the demigods, isa, as controlling lords, vismaya, false identifications, mataha, by me, asatanam, of the impure, mana, of the false prestige, bhanga, the eradication, prasamaya, for relieving them, upakalpate, is intent, translation. So please excuse me and bless me also, my English is not so good. Usually I am always preaching in Oriya. So I want your blessings and also Prabhupada's blessings. Purport. The demigods are supposed to be satbhava yuktanam, endowed with the spiritual existences. Since they are deputed servant of the Supreme Lord, in the Bhagavad Gita 4.24, it is stated, Brahmarpanam Brahmavir Brahminam Brahmavahutam Brahmanahrutam Brahmivotena Gantabhyam Brahma Karma Samadhina, that which is duly offered to the Lord becomes spiritualized. The demigods engage in the devotional service of the Lord by managing various departments of cosmic administration. Therefore, as demigod or as the servant of Lord, their existence is pure, sadbhav. But when the demigods fails to live up to the higher position given by the Lord and deviated from the proper behavior, they are not acting as demigod but rather as conditioned souls. Mana or false prestige is certainly an anxiety-ridden burden for the conditioned soul. A false proud person is not truly peaceful or satisfied because his understanding of himself is false and inflated. When a servant of the Lord became asat or irreligious, the Lord saved him from impiety by breaking the false prestige that has led him to be offensive or sinful. As stated by the Lord himself, Yasyam Anugrahami Hari Taddhana Sani, I give my blessing to a person by taking away his so-called opulence. Of course, the advanced stage of devotional service to the Lord, as described by Rupa Goswami, is Yukta Vairagya. Utilizing the opulence of this world to execute the Lord's mission. Obviously, the things of this world cannot be wonderfully to spare the glory of Lord and to create a godly society. And a more advanced devotee will not be seduced by the material paraphernalia, but will dutifully and honestly engage it solely for the pleasure of the Lord. In this particular case, the Lord Indra forgot that he was a humble servant of God. And Lord Krishna therefore arranged to bring their bewildered demigod to his senses. Nahi sadbhava yuktanam suranam misabismayo matusatam manabhangam prasamaya upakalpates. Since the demigods are endowed with the mood of goodness, the false pride of considering oneself the Lord should certainly not affect them. When I break the false prestige of those worthy of goodness, my purpose is to bring them relief. So first of all, I want to pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and all previous acharyas and also present Vaishnavas. I am not a qualified speaker. By the mercy of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga and by the mercy of all of you, so I may speak something. Especially Krishna is so merciful. Those are materialistic people, we can say those are karmis. They are unable to understand how Krishna is merciful. They are thinking if Krishna is giving some opulent, then Krishna is merciful. If Krishna is helping him for enjoyment, material enjoyment, they are thinking Krishna is merciful. But actually, a devotee, he knows only one thing. Krishna is all auspiciousness. So whatever arrangement is coming, or whatever arrangement, or what Krishna wants, that is auspiciousness. And it is very difficult to understand also. When a devotee suffers, he can't, if he is not matured enough, if he is not trained by a pure devotee, if he is not a surrender soul, he can't digest that, oh, I am suffering now, this is Krishna's blessing. Because we are in, although we are devotees, still we are in bodily conception life. This body is a big burden for us. We are not above, like Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada used to say, we can preach about soul, but we are not in that level. And this is Krishna's arrangement. When a devotee is very simple, he wants to surrender, but still he has some bad qualities, we can say, like proud, arrogant nature, false prestige. This is Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna's mercy. He is arranged, personally arranged. Like you can see in Gopi Gita, Gopis are singing like that. Nija janasmaya dhunsana smitaha. Krishna accepts, if Krishna accepts someone as his own man, like we can take one example like mother. Whenever mother, she used to saw her son or daughter in her dress, in her body, if some dust is there, immediately mother want to clean it. This is mother's affection. This is Krishna's affection. If someone is surrender soul, he is a simple devotee, we can say, but weakness is there. We are usually discussing, you see, body means weakness is there. Otherwise, why we came to this metal platform? Someone have weakness towards eating, sleeping, laziness. Body indicates that we have some weakness, but we should not develop dupliciousness. Weakness is different, dupliciousness is different. If someone have weakness, but he's simple, Krishna will help. Krishna will personally take care. Krishna knows we are a conditioned soul. Krishna knows very well what is our real capacity. Like Indra. Krishna is considering himself, I have to help Indra. Because he's, like Prabhupada said, since they are the deputed servant of the Supreme Lord, although they are servant, they are taking heavy responsibilities. The demigods are taking heavy responsibilities. Therefore, we have to respect demigods as Vaishnavas. But sometimes they fail to recognize Supreme Personality of Godhead due to opulence. This creates a problem. It is very difficult to digest, especially prestige, false prestige. Whenever someone appreciates us, it is very difficult for us to digest. Our mind is always hankering, where I can get prestige. Whoever he may be, even we, sometimes we want respect from Guru. This is again the severe disease of a conditioned soul. We are serving so much, why Guru is not appreciating me? Why Guru is not liking me? Why Guru is not giving me garland? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj said, this is the, you can say, such a dupliciousness or crookedness behavior of a conditioned soul, after worshipping Lord, after worshipping a pure devotee, still he wants prestige from him. He is forgetting that I am a servant. He is forgetting I am a servant. This is our disease. Because this is the nature of this body. We want always respect. This is not at all helpful for our spiritual life. We should develop our fearness towards this prestige. Therefore Goswami is, you see Goswami, Sad Goswami, Tekata Turanam Masesa Mandala Prati. When Prabhupada used to recite this verse in ecstasy mode, we are a follower of Goswami's. We can this Krishna Ballam temple, all these opulence for Krishna. We cannot accept anything. We should develop our fairness for this prestige. Someone paying obeisances, oh, what asset I have, what spiritual asset I have, if someone is paying obeisance to me, I can return to him. But rather, if someone is not paying obeisance to us, we are feeling, oh, he's not liking me, he's not giving proper respect. Because we are coming to Krishna consciousness, we are coming to bhakti, this is nature of bhakti, nature of devotion, respect will come. Even if you don't know anything, still respect will come, only by chanting Hare Krishna. But we should develop our fairness, like Madhavendra Puri. Pratishtar bhaye puri jaye palaya. Develop fairness. Oh, from tomorrow morning, near Ramana or Balaswar, all the local villages, they will come to know that I am such a devotee. And that Kirichara, how can I say, Gopinath, is stolen this khiri for me. I don't want prestige. When we are arranging or we are demanding or we are on the way, how to earn prestige? That means we are going far away from Mahaprabhu's teachings, Mahaprabhu's blessings, Guru Gorang's blessings. And especially about opulent, here in this verse, Krishna want to help Indra, like mother. Mother, she have natural affection for a child. If some a devotee, if he is simple, he may have some weakness, because we are staying in this material world, sometime prestige will come. Even you don't expect it, your expectation is not there, it will come. Opulence will come. All these things are hindrance in our Krishna consciousness. But Krishna will help us. Krishna will help. We can see in 11th canto, Krishna direct instruct to Uddhava. There are 15 faults of opulence. 15. These are unarthas. Steya hinsan rutam dambham kama krodhasmaya madah bhedo bairam abhiswasam sparadhavyasana nichah. These are 15 anarthas. If opulence is there, 15 anarthas are there. Iti panchadasa anartham hyarthamulam matam runam tasmad anartham arthakhyam sriyo arti durastyajet. This is 11, 23, 18 and 19. Theft, violence, speaking lie, duplicity, loss, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithfulness, envy, and the danger caused by the woman, gambling and intoxication are these 15 undesirable qualities. Panchadasanartha. A devotee is not worried for opulent. He is always depending on Krishna. Dependency, we can see in case of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to West, at that time no society was there, not ISKCON. Only his personality, his dedication, his faith towards Guru Parampara. Krishna arranged everything. Such opulent, you see. Prabhupada said, I was hearing one lecture, this is conversation. Prabhupada said, I am the best businessman in this world. He said, I am the best businessman. From 30 rupees I started my business. Now you can see how much Lakshmi I have. Actually Prabhupada never went to West just to earn money. But Krishna arranging everything. If someone is a dependent soul, yoga khyama bahamam. That does not mean Krishna will give you opulent. Krishna will personally take care of you. And someone asks question, what about my devotional life? most of the time devotees, they are worried for their devotional progress. Devotional progress. I am not progressing. We have power, we can try. We may cry in front of Krishna. This is our qualification. Our acharyas trained us with these two, we can say, factors. These are your two qualifications. You can try your best and you can cry. Above all, everything in the hand of Guru and Krishna. We have some capacity, we have some knowledge. We have to try our best to follow acharyas. But we should not worry for opulent. We want money, and whole day our consciousness should be how to earn money, money, money. Like Prabhupada said, money, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. No, this is 15 anarthasars there. Why Indra is so proud? This is opulent. It is very difficult for a person, one who have opulent and also same time become humble. And in the commentary, Janma Ishwarya Srutta Sri Vedhaman Madhapoman, in Kunti Stuti, you can see the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, also you can see Prabhupada's commentary. If you have all these four qualities, you are a learned person, born in aristocracy family, you have knowledge, and how can you say, beautiful, beautiness is there. But after all, you don't have pride. There you can realize, here is Krishna's blessing. Here is Krishna's blessing. He have opulent, but still he is humble. This is Krishna's blessing. But Krishna sometimes, in 8:22-24, Bali Maharaj's life history, what Prabhupada said in purport. The conclusion is that one being deprived for his own wealth is not to consider the special mercy of Lord. If one continue in his opulent position, but he does not become unnecessarily proud, falsely thinking that he is the proprietor of everything, this is Lord's special mercy. It does not mean we don't have money. Now this is Krishna's mercy. Someone is poor, that is Krishna's mercy. No, even they are poor. You can see brightness is there. You discuss with these rikshawalas. You discuss with the tempo wala. You understand these tempos? They are so proud. So proud. So if even someone have opulent, but still he is continuing this humble mode. This is Krishna's properties. I am belongs to Krishna, then my properties belongs to Krishna. This home, our everything is belong to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Then opulent will not affect these 15 anarthas. And one of the anarthas is false proud. And gambling, illicit sex, money is there. If money is there, you can see everything. You can make black to white, like Prabhupada said, and white to black. This is nature of this world. But we are utilizing this money, especially the devotees of Krishna consciousness. They should be very careful for the Lakshmi. We are not saying money. Money, when you say money, then honey, your mentality will come. Honey, I will enjoy. Prabhupada trained us, no, Lakshmi. Very careful. You cannot utilize Lakshmi's. This is Krishna's. Sometimes devotee saying, I am collecting Lakshmi. You are not collecting. Krishna is giving. Krishna, why? You see, so many people, they are giving, so many devotees giving so much donations. Krishna is in their heart as super soul. He is prompting. You should give. And we are falsely saying, oh, I am collecting. No, this is not possible. Who is very dear? Very dear to this human being? Who is very dear? Life or money? Huh? Life? No. You have to read Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj. No. Money is very dear. Even if it is required, you can give up life, but I have to save. I have to save money. Money is buried. Therefore, those are giving donations. We have to appreciate them. It is not easy earning money. Those are earning money. You ask to them, hard earned money. They are giving donation to Krishna Balaram. But it is our duty. It is our duty not to waste a single paisa. We are not kasas now. Most of the, because I am a brahmachari. From my brahmachari life, I know how we are so careless. We are not caring about the temple. Lakshmi is coming. Oh, donation is coming. Donation is coming. We are not caring. Everywhere you can see the fan is going on, light is going on. Before the devotees, we are cleaning when we are brahmacharis, and what to speak about Prabhupada disciples. They are cleaning the temple. They are performing all these activities. At that time, no sweeper in ISKCON. Now we are going to be very lazy. In name of sadhana. Oh, I have to perform sadhana. What sadhana you can do in Kalyug? We have enjoying mood. What sadhana we can perform? We have to perform service. This is Krishna's. Krishna is feeding us. I used to calculate. I giving this calculation to the brahmacharis. You see, a labor working 8 hours. And 400 rupees. Our prasad cost is 400 rupees. Did we are serving 8 hours? And what to speak about rent house? In Vrindavan, one room, 1,000 rupees. Or 600 rupees. More than that. Yeah, per day. Per day. So we fail to serve Krishna. We fail to serve Krishna. Service is very important. We cannot enjoy Krishna's opulence. No, then you become an offender. If you misutilize Krishna's Lakshmi, you will become an offender. Not sinful, it is offense. Because Krishna is sending this Lakshmi. Whatever is coming, this is Krishna's. Even if you are a grihastha, you cannot enjoy Lakshmi. You cannot say, oh, I am earning, I can build a nice house. I can buy a nice BMW. What BMW car? Huh? No. When once you initiated, this is Krishna's. This is Guru's. You cannot enjoy more. Then you will become an offender. You cannot chant nicely. Everything is Krishna's. Is avasyam idam sarvam. This is Krishna consciousness. In 8:22-27, Srila Prabhupada said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead never take away the material opulence achieved because of devotional service. He never take away. If someone achieve Lakshmi out of devotional service, never. Although he sometimes take away the opulence achieved by pious activities. Prabhupada mentioned everything. We don't have time. How much points Prabhupada given about the opulence. Sometimes a devotee thinking, oh, I am now a devotee before I have so much Lakshmi. Now I am losing my Lakshmi, losing my money. Sometimes devotee is asking, Maharaj, when I am karmi, my business was going nicely. Now I am devotee, I am losing everything. No, you are coming to Krishna consciousness not to earn money, not to earn prestige. You are not coming to Krishna consciousness for that purpose. You are coming to Krishna consciousness for Krishna, for Guru and Krishna, to give him pleasure. Money is not everything. We should not only worry for money. We should not worry for opulence. Krishna is there. Yatra yogesara Krishna. Krishna is not poor. We should not worry. Our duty, how to love Krishna. How to love Guru and Krishna, not Krishna. How to love Krishna. Guru and Krishna, like here is this temple, Prabhupada's temple. If we love Prabhupada, if we love, we will take care of deities, Krishna will give. Don't worry about money. And if you special always apart on this opulent, then time will come, we will become like Indra. But Indra have one positive quality, at least he is taking heavy responsibilities. And some simplicity is there. His position, we can see in Krishna Lila, Indra's position is higher than Brahma.
When Brahma took away this calf and this coward voice, Krishna, although he prays more than, maybe 50 prayers, but Krishna never say anything to Brahma. But you can see, he directed to Indra. He said, Indra, this is my job. If someone develop pride due to opulence, I used to help him. This is Krishna's. And this is favor also. Krishna is just like mother. Whenever some bad qualities, whenever we develop some anarthas, Krishna help us. If we are simple, if we have dupliciousness and we want to continue the same dupliciousness mood, Krishna will never help us. Like Duryodhana. You can see in many cases in Mahabharata, in other Puranas, Krishna cuts the pride of Arjuna. But why not Duryodhana? No. He giving the chance. You should develop your pride. And lastly, I will finish. Nijaja nasmaya dhunsa nasmita. This word is very important from gopis. If Krishna accepts someone as his own man, to whom Krishna will accept someone as own man? To whom? Surrender. How can you know who is surrender soul? If you are actually surrender to a surrender soul, then Krishna will accept you. Asrayalaya bhaje tate Krishna nahi teje arsab mare akara Narottam Das Thakur said. If you don't have unflinching faith, if you are not surrender at lotus feet of pure devotee like Prabhupada, Krishna will never accept you as your own man. And you will continue with same anarthas. Krishna will not help you. Therefore, we are sometimes saying, I am praying, I am chanting, I am performing parikrama, I am staying in Vrindavan. Why still I am continuing my same mood, same anarthas? Krishna will not help you. Unless you surrender at lotus feet of a pure devotee. Accept a pure devotee as life and soul. Then Krishna will accept you as your own man. Then he will help us to clean it. We can see, we can connect this verse with many verses. How Vali Maharaj is mentioning to, he directly saying to Mamandev, actually, you are always supporting, looks like you are always supporting demigods, but you are a friend of demons. You are a friend of demons. Krishna always supporting demons or demigods? Demigods, everyone knows, we know, always supporting demigods. But Balimara said, no. You are, looks like you are supporting demigods, but friend of demons. You are the friend of demons. Because only the Mahajanas knows. Mahajana jena gato sapantha. What is good, what is bad, we don't know. We are blind person. We are only estimating, we are only calculating, only searching. Why Prabhupada said like that? Why? Pray to Prabhupada. Our job is, unless we pray, nothing will reveal to us. Because within the Mahajana's heart, Tattva is there. Tattva is not in Tika, ni not in commentary. Nacha buddhya, nacha tikaya. Bhaktyam bhagavata grahyam, nacha buddhya, nacha tikaya. Only by reading commentary, you can understand Bhagavatam. You can understand Tattva, no. Tattva will reveal to someone, one who is surrender at lotus feet of a Tattvacharya. Unless you accept a Tattvacharya as your life and soul, Tattva will not reveal. Because Bali Maharaj, he accepted Prahlad Maharaj as life and soul. When Bamandev is punishing him, he said, no, this is not punishment. This is not punishment, this is blessing. This is blessing. Where this purport is there? Yes, 8:22:5. Bali Maharaj considered the supreme personality of Godhead a better friend to the demons than to the demigods. In the material world, the more one get material possessions, the more he became blind to spiritual life. Yes. If someone always searching, where is money, 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 I have to earn money, then I will chant Hare Krishna. surely will blind towards spiritual life. We are chanting 16 round. I used to preach in Oriya. If you are chanting 16 round, you have faith, you are performing Guru Puja, daily attending Guru Puja, either in temple with love and affection, or in your house, you are performing Guru Puja, praying to Prabhupada and chanting 16 round, personally Prabhupada and Krishna will take care of you. You try. You don't. We are devotees. Ahar achhadana chinta brutha kurvanti vaishnava. Joso visamra prabhu katham bhaktan upekhyate. Even a moral instructor is saying, if someone is a devotee, but he is always worried about maintenance, and how to eat, how to sleep, I want a house. He said, this is useless. He is not a Vaishnava. He is chanting Hare Krishna. His Lord is Vishwambar. He is maintaining the whole world. He will not maintain his devotee who is chanting 16 rounds, 2 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he has faith on a pure devotee and he is chanting 16 rounds. Why not Krishna will maintain? Demons, you know, there are atheist persons, terrorists. Those don't have any, how can I say, faith on Krishna. They are millionaires. And we are devotees. Krishna will maintain us. We should not worry for our land. This is unearthed. If you separately endeavor only for money, not for Krishna service, Guru Krishna service, only unearth will come. This 15 unearth. This is Bhagavatam. This is not my statement, this is Bhagavatam. We are earning Lakshmi for Krishna's seva, Guru Krishna's seva. Otherwise, the same Lakshmi became unearth for you. The more he became blind to spiritual life, the demigods are devotees of Lord for the sake of material possessions. Prabhupada clarifying, like in purport Prabhupada said, they are devotees. But once they forget the relationship with Krishna, Krishna Seva, now they are conditioned souls. Same with ourselves. We are a devotee, such a high position. You know, whenever you pay obeisance to Brahma, Shiva or any demigods, they pay obeisance to you. In Puran, many verses are there. Just few days before I was speaking something. Here, Tulasi dharana matrena Vaishnava bhakti varjita te api brahmana puja ki api utamanusa. But to speak of human beings, if someone is wearing only tulsi mala and he have tilak in his forehead, whenever Brahma saw, he pay obeisances. He is a Vaishnava. This is the position of a Vaishnava. We should not worry for Lakshmi. Always we should not worry for money. Krishna will personally take care of us. The demigods are a devotee of the Lord for this. This is purport, Prabhupada's purport, 8.22.5. Sake of material possessions. But although the demons apparently do not have the supreme personality of Godhead on their side, and he always act as their well-wisher by depriving them of their positions of false prestige. Bali Maharaj said these things. He said, no, you are more well-wisher. My English is not good, please excuse me. Than father, mother, anyone. Because you are helping us. We are demons. We are in mood of always ignorance. We are developing always false pride. And you are helping us to deprive all this false pride. You are arranging such things. By false prestige, one is misguided. So, Supreme Lord takes their position of false prestige as a special favor. A special favor. Prabhupada mentioned everything. Like our Gurudev used to say, everything is in Prabhupada's books. Especially if you study the commentaries, all these commentaries, you can find the essence in Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada's purport, like in glorification, some of our Prabhupada's disciples, they used to say, Prabhupada's purport is none different from? Prabhupada. Yes, Bhashya. This is called Acharya Bhashyas. Purports. Very important. Everything is in Prabhupada purport. So generally when we get prestige and we get opulent, Janma, Isurya, Sruta, Srivi, and we become scholar, we develop pride. But we are forgetting one point. This is not our qualification. When we become devotee, before karmi, this is different. Karmi means whatever qualities you have, either by your practice or by your previous karmic by result or karmic reactions, you have some qualities. But when we are devotees, whatever quality is coming or we are possessing these qualities, that is the blessings of Guru and Krishna. Therefore, we are unable to take one devotee is paying obeisances, we are also unable to take his obeisances. This is Gurus. Guru, accept me as a devotee. We are not devotee. Why we are always hankering, I want initiation. Why you want initiation? Unless a devotee accept you as a devotee, Krishna will not accept you as a devotee. What to speak about Krishna? Public will not accept you as a devotee. Therefore we are worried, I want initiation, I want stamp. Then I will act independently. No. When devotee accept you as a devotee, then you are recognized as a devotee. Therefore Karmi people used to say, who is your guru? Who is your guru? Everyone, you know? Everyone said, you are initiated? Who is your guru? What is his purport? They want to know whether a devotee is accept or not. We are, some points come specifically. You see, we are always saying, Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Yes, this should be our mood. But when our life will be success, we are saying, oh Gurudev, this is good. Disciple always giving higher respect to his guru. But this should be our duty. But when we are a recognized devotee, when we can continue our spiritual life, when Guru accepts us, oh, he is my disciple. Like Prabhupada in his letters, always you can see how he said, yes, you are a good boy, you are a very sincere student, I like you. Then our life becomes success. Many times we may appreciate our Guru. This is our job. But when Guru accepts us, then we are a devotee. Then Krishna will accept us. Unless Guru accepts us, we are not protected. All these anarthas, you see, these anarthas, the opulent will come, false prestige will come, prideness will come. Automatically this will come. This is secondary result of bhakti. Once you become devotee, everyone will give you respect. And once you get respect, oh, finish. If you accept it, and you are finished. And your mind will always search where I can get respect. You cannot chant Hare Krishna. Amani manada haile kirtane adhikara dibe tumi. Bhaktimata Thakur, Seventh Goswami, he mentioned everything in his songs. Amani manada haile kirtane adhikara dibe tumi. We are chanting Hare Krishna, but we don't have a right to become a devotee. We cannot say, I can continue my spiritual life as a pure devotee or in pure mood. He said, no, Omani manada haile kirtane adhikar dibe tumi. When Guru will give you rights, when Guru will accept you, when we continue our this mood. Omani manada. Pride is there, but even if we don't have any qualification, even we become a devotee, immediately pride will come. We can judge ourselves, even with me. This is our discussion, this is Bhagavad Ishtagosti like that. You see, before when we are devotees, we are karmis, we are giving respect to everyone. We are very simple. I used to ask the devotees, when you are karmi, whether you are simple or after become a devotee, you are simple. You judge yourself. When we are karmi, At that time, our vision towards Lord, our vision towards devotee, our vision towards spiritual objective was different. But once you become devotee, you see our vision is different. We are losing. Although we are chanting, we are performing service, but what we are losing? We are losing one thing. This thing. The humbleness. Giving respect to others. We are losing these things. Therefore, we are not happy. Krishna is not also happy. And our job, how to pray more. We are conditioned souls. Once you become devotee, once you get some qualifications, respect will come, opulent will come. This is natural, you cannot stop it. But we have to utilize everything for Guru and Krishna. This is our job. Safe and secure. My English is not good. If you want safe and secure spiritual life, then first you have to develop your consciousness towards Guru, towards a pure devotee. I am belongs to Guru. Whatever I am earning or whatever I am receiving, this is belongs to Guru. If someone forgot a pure devotee, surely he will enter up by these things like Indra. Yes. Therefore, our position is Dasanudas. Dasanudas. Siddhi Bhavativa Neti. Sansay Achyuta Sevinam. There is doubt whether you can get perfection or not if you are a direct devotee of Achyuta. Nisansayastu tadbhakta parisarjaratatmanam. But there is no doubt if someone is serving a pure devotee. Because who will correct us? You see, sometimes like we are worshipping deity. I am also used to worship deity. Sometimes we are forgetting to give water. Sometimes within water we are not adding tulsi leaf. Krishna is not saying anything. Krishna is not correcting us. Krishna is correcting us? No. As a super soul, sometimes he is giving some indications. Krishna directly never correcting us. But who will correct us? Guru. Therefore he is sending. You should go. This is your job. Correct them and engage them in service. Therefore we are shishya. More we remember about Guru's teachings, more we pray, more we connect with Guru, Guru will connect. Guru will correct us. Correct. How he will correct, only he knows. He will correct, surely. We have so many faults. What to speak up about Indra? Yes, this is now time. What to speak up about Indra? Indra is, like Prabhupada said, they are taking heavy responsibilities. After taking heavy responsibilities, still pride is coming. We are not taking heavy responsibilities. We are not ready to take also. Our Gurudev used to say, if you want really mercy, you have to take heavy responsibilities for Guru and Krishna. Who want, like we are sannyasis, all of our sannyasis or gurus, proper disciples, you ask them. They can stay anywhere. They can stay in Vrindavan and Radhakund, they can perform bhajan. But why? They are worried for Prabhupada. This is job. This is our job. Taking responsibilities. When you are not taking responsibilities, everyone will say you are a sadhu. You are performing your own bhajan. Oh, he is performing nice bhajan. But when you will take responsibilities, people will say, oh, he is a politician. He is a politician. Yeah. When you take responsibility for Guru and Krishna, many people will say many things. People will be spitting on your face. People will criticize you. But we don't care anyone. This is our job. Let them say. Whatever you want to say, let them say. But I have to do my job. I have to serve a pure devotees. Because he will correct me. You cannot correct me. You don't have power. You cannot give me mercy. Only you can give me false prestige. Devotee will like us. Okay. According to their bhajan, they can give us some false prestige or little mercy. But they cannot. Their mercy is not enough for us. They are flattering. Sometimes devotees are flattering us. But pure devotee will never flatter. So we have to take heavy responsibilities. Therefore, Indra took heavy responsibilities. Now Krishna is correcting him. So if you take heavy responsibilities, seva, for Guru and Krishna will correct us. Because we are conditioned soul. We have faults. Everyone up. So thank you. Now this is time. So if someone have questions, he may ask. I am not a qualified speaker, all of you. Prabhupada's disciples are there. Whatever I hear from Prabhupada, from Gurudev and from Shastras, whatever I am reading, I am just presenting. Please correct me. And all my English is also not good. I am not an educated person. By only reading Prabhupada's books, I am speaking English. Okay. You have question. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the nice lecture. Of course, what you said is very true, that unless one is 100% surrendered to Krishna and Guru, one cannot bring ultimately reach perfection. Yet, on the way there, there's much to do. It's like many of us, if not all, there still is something there, this or that and that. And if you preach that unless you go, then you may get discouraged. But we have seen Prabhupada was very, I've seen this many times, that he was very kind in accepting a person, even if he was not ready and perfect. One time, there is a funny story of Brahmananda. He told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I have one habit. He said, I eat too much prasada. And Prabhupada said, that's still good.
Yes.
So he appreciated. That's still good. Yeah. But it's better is not to eat too much. So Prabhupada appreciated.
Yeah.
I've seen so many devotees and so many habits. You think that in the beginning, Prabhupada always appreciated because he knew they would get there. It's just sad, just associated with the devotees, just eat the salad, sing and dance, they're getting there. I can see in my own life, it's a huge difference from so many years ago to now. It is, we're getting there, and that's the good news, and we have to stick to it.
Yes.
So hang in there, and never leave this process, and continue on this path. Like this verse is, Kama, Sarva,
Kamuba, yes.
He may be full of desires. Sarva, Kama. But he may have a few in a little bit of Shampana. If he continues on this path, surely he will go there. And Prabhupada is very, very merciful. He was one Indian ambassador came to, Sweden. And Prabhupada preached to him. He said, give up his sinful life. And he said, these are the four regulated principles. And the ambassador said, well, Prabhupada, there's one thing I cannot teach. He said, what is it? I have to drink tea. And so Prabhupada said, give it up, it's very easy. He said, Swamiji, I tried many times, I cannot drink tea. Prabhupada said, then before you drink tea, you should think that Krishna is a taste of tea.
Yes, what Prabhu said, this is correct. But most of the, you can see most of us, we are mature devotees. Unless the frontline devotees, they come in with surrender mood, the followers, like the newcomers, they will not become serious. If you always give concession, they are becoming like easy-going person. Our Gurudev used to say, they will become easy-going person. So for newcomers, those are preaching, like what Prabhuji said, what Prabhupada said, we have to train them. But we are matured enough now. We have to dedicate our life. Especially this is for Ishtogosh. This is not public preaching. So this is for me, this is for all of us to remind Prabhupada's word. So thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. You have question? What? You come here. You are sitting. You have to know how to ask question. You have to come front. Yeah.
Yeah. ISKCON temple, there is no
standard.
There is no standard maintained according to this Nanda, according to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, many a time mentioning Bhagavatam, that in whatever civilization there is pre-mixing of men and women, it is a humanistic civilization. And we see in this temple, the image of the example of this temple,
okay, how many years you are cultivating Krishna consciousness? How many years you are cultivating Krishna consciousness? So I am asking this question. You are repeating Prabhupada's word. We are not maintaining standard. How many years you are cultivating Krishna consciousness? Oh, Prabhupada read. What practically you are doing? When you coming to this temple, did you sweeping here? You are sweeping here? Cleaning here? No, you see, before you don't know how to manage. You ask to your father how he is managing his house, your house. You see, what I am saying, you are a new devotee. First, you should consider here Prabhupada's temple, Prabhupada's disciples are there. Yeah. You cannot ask this question in class. You have to approach temple president, you have to pay obeisances. Prabhuji, I saw this here, this is the problem.
But my temple lord, my authority says that you ask the question from there, why are you not asking question?
Yes, you see, who is saying these things? If I will go there, I can find they are also not maintaining Prabhupada standard. No one can maintain a pure devotee standard. You see, you have to know how to ask. We cannot in aggressive mood, this is a temple, Prabhupada's temple. It is not easy now. You don't know. It is not easy now to maintain international standard. Like how many devotees are coming to maintaining, feeding, cleaning? It's not. When Prabhupada was there, how many devotees are there? How many devotees are coming here? You know Prabhupada standard, then why not you are doing this thing?
I am doing this for Prabhupada.
Yeah. You are saying no. You don't know. Please don't criticize anyone in front of it. You should go and approach temple president.
I am respectfully asking, but I want the answer. What is the answer?
What is answer means no one can follow a pure devotee. Not Bhopal, not Bhubaneswar, not Mumbai. Prabhupada is always Prabhupada. He was man of Vaikunth. No one can follow because Prabhupada's vision is different. This is not standard. What you are saying standard, if you go there, I can see fault also in Bhopal. No one can maintain. You don't know. No, just calmly sit. This is not Prabhupada's. You should not criticize Prabhupada's temple. Yes. No, we have to know if we see some managerial faults. What is Vaishnava procedure? You have to go, you have to pay obeisances to president, and you have to say, Prabhuji, this is the problem. This is the problem. And now you are saying this thing, if you will become president here, you cannot manage. Because we are sannyasis. When we are brahmachari, we are saying same thing. Now we are sannyasis, we are managers, we are now very well known what are the problems. Who will manage? This is responsible of, this is not responsible of president. This is responsible of devotees, individual devotees. Everyone, this is Prabhupada's temple. This is not president's temple. This is Prabhupada's temple. We are belongs to Prabhupada. Every one of us have to take care of this temple. So we cannot blame the president. This is not easy to maintain an international temple. Very difficult, like Juhu, Mayapur, Mumbai. Very difficult. 1,000 people coming. So please, always, whatever your capacity, try to serve. And it is individual. Not it is individual effort, it is common. How can you say combined effort? Maintaining temple is very difficult. Practical we know. You can maintain a small temple, not like this temple, this type of temple. Not easy. Yes. You can switch on the mic.
You said about heavy responsibility of Indra, sorry. Yes. So, is our responsibility more heavier than Brahmaji? Because we can understand from the...
No, Brahmaji also taking heavy responsibilities. They are called Adhikari Devatas, according to Sanskrit, according to their department, like finance department. whether finance department, another department, how can you say? The soldier department, how can you say in English? The defense department, transport department, they're taking heavy responsibilities. But some department have very specific roles, like finance, defense. We can give sometimes, how can you say, higher position. Like Brahma is pure, Brahma is devotee, higher devotee than Indra. And he's also taking responsibilities. But most of the time, Brahma is always in meditation. By his meditation power, austerity power, he's maintaining. But Indra, personally involved in many cases, because he's taking the charge of the demigods. Yes. आपको पूछना है, आप ब्रह्मचारी है ना, बाद में पूछ लेना. ब्रह्मचारी लोग का क्या प्रश्न है? सेवा करना, आराम से रहना.
And I just read in verse number 6 how Indra is afflicted by pride, but he said that the inhabitants have become so proud. So Maharaj, my question is kind of related to that, that when we become proud because of some opulence that we may have, and if somebody is doing better than them, basically somebody was asking me some question that they're tormented by another, so to say, devotee. Because now they're doing really well in their preaching. So, Maharaj, when this happens, that somebody becomes envious of another devotee because they are beginning to do better than them. Now, social media is so heavily available, and some devotees do better than others, they have more followers. So, Maharaj, could you please instruct? I mean, I understand if somebody is proud, but if they are chanting, sorry, I'm taking time. I'm
just trying to get to my question.
But if they are chanting, Maharaj, will they become
glorified? But what if
they are not also chanting? But they are preaching, so to speak, many followers, but they are not taking shelter of the Holy Name.
Yes.
What is their destination?
No. Our preaching's purpose is to chant Hare Krishna. If they are not chanting Hare Krishna, we are not pious persons. We are not training people to become vegetarian, to become, how can they lead their life very peacefully and enjoying their family life. We are not trending like that. Our preaching is how to chant Hare Krishna. If our preaching is not lead to Hare Krishna, there is no value. And especially, like as you said, social media, when you said these things, one Prabhupada's instruction came to my mind. Prabhupada said in Golok Vrindavan, competition is there, but enviousness is not there. They are always appreciating. Even Chandravali sometimes appreciating Radha. Radharani also sometimes appreciating Chandravali. So competition is there, but enviousness is not there. But here, because we are in a conditional stage, with competition would immediately envious. If someone is surpassing us, immediately enviousness is coming. And enviousness comes means, now we are finished. So we can face no problem, but we have to become very careful not to develop our enviousness towards any Vaishnavas. Because according to their destiny, you can say, according to their Sukritis, he will get the result. You may stay in a desert, or you may stay in a city, or you may stay in a temple, whatever it is allotted to you, according to your destiny, it will come. So we should not develop our enviousness towards any devotees. Maybe in previous life he was a devotee, now therefore he is preaching so nicely, he is creating many devotees. We should appreciate.
Can I ask about a question?
Yes.
So Maharaj, basically one devotee came to me. I managed to run into about doing some services before. So one devotee came to me that they're preaching so well, but this other devotee is trying to obstruct their preaching. And this devotee is preaching gloriously. So Maharaj, like in the past time, they say that how Krishna was seeing how the inhabitants are being so devastated. So when a devotee comes with the pain of devastation, Maharaj, what to say to them?
If someone is preaching, or if someone is performing some devotional service, still someone is obstructing, someone is creating hindrance, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving this conclusion, Krishna knows what is good for us. Jaha Krishna ichha kare taha jano bhalo, tejiya apana ichha ghuchao janjalo. Whenever some problem is coming or some success is coming, accept it that this is Krishna's will. Because you know, when water is flowing, if you check it, then what will happen? It's flow when water is flowing. So when you check it, then it's flow. Although it looks like water is now stuck, but its flow is increasing. When someone is performing some devotional service, when obstacle is coming, that means he's hankering. Krishna is creating these obstacles so that he can pray more. His hankering will come more. Maybe I have some fault, therefore now this obstacle is coming. See, if he is a serious devotee, then he will pray, Krishna, what is your desire? Why this obstacle came? Please. So this hankering will come. Therefore, sometimes for a pure devotee, Krishna also creates obstacles. And this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. So that he will feel separation. But if he is not pure, he'll develop enviousness. But for pure devotees, when obstacle come, he accept this is Krishna's mercy. I have to pray more. So for different level of devotees, different stages are there. Okay? Thank you. Okay. You have, you are eager to ask question. Why? Whether you will serve or not? I give him mic. Okay, this is not time. Still. I have another class, 11. You must.
How to develop love to Guru and Vaishnava?
One who have love for Guru and Vaishnava, you have to love him first. How to know who have money? How to know? When you follow. When you have hankering, you can see who is a rich person. So when you have desire, strong desire, I want to love Guru and Krishna. You pray to Gaur Nityananda, pray to Prabhupada, you can know who have love for Guru and Krishna. Then you can find such persons. When you associate with him, naturally you will develop. By association you can develop. Therefore Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means association. According to association, you will abide mood, you will develop mood. But not by intelligence you can achieve this thing. You have to pray. Pray to Prabhupada, I want to serve you. Therefore important is pure desire. Whether you have pure desire or you are just closing your eye in the darkness and moving a stick. You understand? In Uriya this is saying. You are closing your eye in darkness, you want to beat someone and just moving the stick. Whether you are approaching Krishna in which mood, this is important. You have pure desire. Prabhupada, I want to love you. I want to serve you. I want to dedicate this life. This is your duty to arrange someone who can guide me. This is not like karmi path. Okay, I am coming to Krishna consciousness. So I will apply my intelligence. I will find someone. I will become great. Forget all this university knowledge. This is Prabhupada's university. Chant and pray and cry. Prabhupada went to West alone. No one was there. You know, this ISKCON means he was always crying. Therefore, from every side, everyone attacking ISKCON. Everyone envious towards ISKCON. How many devotees? But still you see ISKCON is protected. Why? Always praying. Always praying to Guru, Parampara, Acharyas, crying. And have love for Guru. Although we are staying in institution, but you must have. Not through institutional principle you can love Guru, Krishna. You must have pure affection. I want to serve Prabhupada. Even I am disqualified. When you develop this mood, then Prabhupada will arrange. Pure desire, sure success. First pure desire. Forget about your own life. Forget about your future. Forget about everything. Prabhupada, I want to surrender at your lotus feet. This is your arrangement. I cannot do anything. I don't know whether I can continue my spiritual life or not. When you pray like that, then you can realize how Prabhupada is arranging. This is path of prayer. How much you are praying, they know. They will arrange. Intelligent, there is no specific way how to love.
No. Love is not in our heart. Lust is in our heart. By His blessings, we can develop love. You understand? First pray. Every day you have to attend Guru Puja. Where you are staying? Temple or? Every day Guru Puja. Every day Guru Puja and sincerely pray to Prabhupada. Then you can realize, Prabhupada, I want to serve you. Then He will arrange. Nothing is in our hand. Karmanyava adhikaristu maphale sukadachana. Okay, Hare Krishna.